This is Insight from WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries. The closure of Earl K. Long Hospital last year with the privatization of Louisiana's Charity Hospital system sent a wave of uninsured patients to Baton Rouge General. Under the strain of their care, the hospital had decided to close its emergency room. But Baton Rouge General's ER was rescued at the last minute Wednesday. Don Gregory, health policy advisor for the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, is here to talk with me about it. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
So there weren't very many details of the deal that were shared on Wednesday, but the Department of Health and Hospitals came up with apparently an $18 million offer to keep Baton Rouge General's ER open. So is that it? Do we breathe a big sigh of relief and move on knowing that it's all fixed?
Certainly for the short term. Really pleased that there was a solution found to keep that facility open up in the near term.
What about for the long term? It sounds like there's a different question there.
Well, it sounds like there's more work to do. They'll have to find a funding stream for a long-term solution that will allow the Baton Rouge General to continue operating that mid-city facility.
Can you explain a little bit about, first of all, where did this gap in funding come from that put Baton Rouge General in this position of having to even consider, and then apparently the board had decided to go ahead and close their emergency room?
Well, the partnership deal with Our Lady of the Lake Hospital provides that they will be reimbursed for their cost for treating uninsured patients. And so that is the place the state would like to see those patients present themselves for care. And certainly Our Lady of the Lake Hospital will be duly compensated if they do present there. But there's nothing that prevents uninsured people from presenting themselves at other hospitals. And because of the location within the city of Baton Rouge General's mid-city facility, that left them particularly exposed, if you will, to incurred additional cost in this arrangement. PAR did an analysis of the LSU hospital transition and released a report concerning that last December. And as part of that analysis, we looked at the impact that the partnerships would likely have on the non-partner hospitals located in the same proximity. And we were in particular concerned about the impact of the closure of Earl K. Long Hospital would have on Baton Rouge General's mid-city facility because of its close proximity to that facility that was being closed. It was about 6 months after closure of Earl K. Long Hospital, and they were seeing significant increases in expenditures for uncompensated care. They were incurring additional cost. Their number of emergency department encounters were up significantly. The number of admissions to the hospital from uninsured patients were up significantly, and their cost at that time was running about 44% higher than it had over the pre-period time when before OK Long closed.
Right. And the president of Baton Rouge General, Mark Slider, said on Wednesday that that situation had become so unsustainable that they had decided to close the emergency room. That is what prompted it, the consequences of privatization, which they were left out of those deals. So do those privatization deals and the way they're structured or who is included in them, does that need to be revisited or do the deals need to be revised?
Baton Rouge General was incurring costs for treating uninsured patients before the partnership, so they will continue to incur those expenses now that those partnerships are in place. I just think it's important that the state work with the general to make sure that there is some adequate compensation there for treating those patients, and from the press releases I've seen, I think they're doing that.
On Wednesday, Calder Lynch, who's chief of staff at DHH, seemed to suggest that health officials in Louisiana need to do a better job of rerouting patients away from the ER. Do you think that the threat of closing Baton Rouge General's ER gets that point across?
Well, I think the loss of that emergency room at Mid-City would have been a difficult to manage for the city. So I'm glad they were able to preserve that, those services in that part of town. I think there will be continued efforts to adequately fund emergency facilities in that part of town. Now, what those funding streams will look like, I certainly do not know at this time.
Right. But what about this sort of PR effort of saying, hey, patients, this is not where you're supposed to go?
Well, it's difficult to manage people's health care. There's health literacy issues. There are issues of if you're in a urgent situation, do I take a half hour ride across town or do I go to the hospital that's 10 minutes away? And so, you know, I certainly would never urge people to take a longer trip than it was necessary to receive the care that they need.
There's triage in emergency rooms, right? They prioritize and patients as they come in and decide, okay, you've got a broken arm, we got to get you right away. Someone who's maybe presenting with a cough is going to be sitting there for a while. So why don't those who maybe should be at an urgent care center, why hasn't Baton Rouge General just said, go to the urgent care center, it's over here?
Under federal law, they have to treat a patient till the patient's stabilized. They can't do anything other than that. Once the patient's stabilized, then there are other options that they can do with that patient. But significant in the information we gathered from Baton Rouge General last year, a significant number of those patients that were presenting themselves ended up being admitted to the hospital, even though they had no insurance. About 25%, I think, of the patients that presented that were being admitted were uninsured. I think what really was the driver in this was the fact that Earl K. Long Hospital was shuttered. And when it shuttered, it left Baton Rouge General Mid-City as the largest close proximity hospital for a large part of the population that was used to going to Earl K. Long Hospital.
Is that a persistent reality, or is that something where it just takes a little while longer than was allotted for habits to change and for people to know, no, the emergency room for you isn't at Baton Rouge General, it's at Our Lady of the Lake, go there first?
An interesting question, and we looked at that trying to figure out whether this 6 month after closure of Earl K. Long spike we were seeing at Baton Rouge General was going to be a long-term event, or whether this was just a short-term consequence of the closure, and that people would in time migrate to the preferred facility at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital. And quite frankly, we don't know.
Right. Well, we will wait and see then.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Don Gregory, Health Policy Advisor for PAR. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.